he plays the ukulele too, and it's kind of, oh, he's so good. He's so good at guitar and ukulele. It's ridiculous.
I remembered what it was.
Yay.
It's D, G, D, A, which I'll talk to you about later. Okay. I wanted to remember that.
All right. Can you remember that for like 2 weeks from now? Because I really don't feel like playing the ukulele.
No, I understand. It's something to ingrain in your brain. Yes. Just that three chord repetitive structure.
You have guitars too. Like not Guitar Hero guitars. But like,
yes, I have guitars. Well, I have a mandolin. I have a bass.
You could have your own band here.
I really could.
Darn tootin'.
I don't know.
Don't really
play
have
bass.
An interest though. I don't have the... I mean, that's why I picked the ukulele, is because it has nylon strings, and my fingers are... I mean, I hate this word, but they're pussies.
Have you tried...
I don't like pain.
Have you tried, like, what do they call them? Like, folk singer strings on your guitar, then? They're the composite silken steel, so they, like, don't hurt. They're
that
pussies.
That sounds expensive.
Initially, for a full... It's not that bad. Honestly, it's not that bad.
I'd also have to commit some time to actually... playing the guitar too. That'd be the other catch.
Do those like last as long as regular strings, or are they more easily broken? Or
you just have to tune them more initially.
Because yeah, that makes
they
sense.
They stretch because of the silk. They stretch a little bit more. And it's just the higher ones that you kind of have to
watch out for.
Yeah, I got a full set of them a year and a half ago for my dad's guitar. Granted, I don't play it as often as I should. But it took almost a full year for a string to bake, and Mark broke it. I didn't do it. So, and then he just restrung it for us because I forgot how. John did it the last time. But he's in Australia, so he really can't come and restring a guitar for me.
Yeah. I just broke two of my guitar strings. Like, I hadn't played it in, like, 4 months or something, so it was just hanging out by my bookcase, and I was like, I feel like playing this today, and I picked it up and I was sitting there tuning it, and two of them, like, one broke, and I was like, oh, and then I just kind of touched the knob for the other one, and then that one snapped.
Oh my gosh.
I was like,
I have a fear of breaking guitar strings, because I was watching somebody tune a guitar, and there's an electric guitar, and the string broke. And it, like, came out and came back and whipped them and actually, like, cut them a little bit. I was like, whoa, hey.
It'll happen.
Jax had that happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was I heard a story about a cello player who got whipped by a string that snapped, and it hit him in the face, like,
whew, right? Like Bond villain.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like,
on his eye.
Could have cut his eye if it had reached.
Gosh. I've never had anything.
It did get his cheek, so.
Oh, I've never had him even cut my eye. I've scratched my eye. But, oh man, that's just... Oh.
It's scary.
It is. I had a nightmare once where I went blind, and it was the strangest nightmare because at the end of my nightmare, I could not see anything.
You went blind?
Right? No.
I kid.
I just imagine that being kind of a boring dream with a lot of audio. Like, I imagine it, what it'd be like when with me trying to fall asleep. My eyes are closed. I can just hear a lot. But I don't really know what's going on.
Well, is this a dreamer, or is my apartment just really loud?
It was progressive. I, like, didn't dream that I was initially blind. It was, like, as I was going blind. And then at the end, like, my vision, like, throughout the dream just kept getting worse and worse.
Were you falling asleep?
No. It was in my dream, because I kept talking about, like, getting all this artwork done and, like, all of these experiences and going out and watching the sunset every day because, like, I wouldn't be able to in a couple of weeks. And... so
sad.
Yeah, it was really like I woke up and I was so utterly depressed. But it was okay. It was a good like dream experience, because then for like 3 or 4 days I was just like life and colors.
Nice.
That was good.
I'm pissed.
It was a perspective dream.
They're those dreams that you can remember, and then they're the ones where like you wake up and you think about it for a second, and then you look at the clock to see what time it is, and then by the time you like come back from looking at the clock, you already forget the entire dream.
Oh, I hate that. It drives me crazy.
Because I was so captivated by the thought, but I'm still worried about getting to work on time.
Right.
So it's... just can't dream long enough. And then there are ones that were just like, yep, I could tell you about it like 3 years later, but... Mm-hmm.
Have you guys ever had a lucid dream? Where you guys can...
Yeah.
Like, you knew you were dreaming?
Mm-hmm. I've had a couple of those.
The closest thing I've gotten to that was being in a dream... waking up completely and then deciding to fall back asleep and finish the dream.
Yeah, jumping back into dreams was fun. That was more of a childhood ability for me, I think.
Hmm.
I still do that.
Have you guys ever had like deja vu dreams where you like dream something all the time?
All the time.
And then there's really freak you out.
Oh, yep. There it is.
Yes, it does.
I had a
like when full conversations happen and you're like, oh, this is awkward because I know what's being said and I've heard it all before in this exact circumstance. Okay.
Yeah, you just sit there patiently, like, okay, let's get something surprising in here for me. Let's throw me a curveball for a second.
Yeah.
Right.
Please break this. It's like a brief out-of-body experience. Like, stop it.
I had a deja vu experience earlier today when a lady handed me 6 pennies and they were in pairs because they were stuck together because they were sitting at the bottom of her purse. And so I had to like slide them and pull them apart, and the whatever was holding them together was like this dark brownish syrupy.
Who brings that into the bank?
It was gross.
She didn't want to admit that her bottle of chocolate syrup had just broken the bottom of her purse.
Yeah, pretty much.
And she licked most of it off.
Yeah. Yummy.
And the copper got to her. She was like, enough.
I used some Lysol wipes to clean them before giving them back to the people.
Nice. Good job.
I'm going to turn my phone off.
Oh, that's a good call.
What was that? Ooh. What?
Are they here?
Holy crap, that's good. I've never seen that before.
Did they text you?
Yeah, it's your driver is pulling up.
Nice.
Whoa.
Well, it's because they have to send in a number to their dispatcher when they get to the location.
Yeah, and then I just submit the cross street. So once you hit the cross street, it's like, yep, boom, there he is.
That's awesome. Magic. That's impressive. That's cool.
That's really cool.
We ordered food, and I'm not saying from where. Well, from George and the Dragon, place. But I'm not saying who delivered it, because it's bad.
It was Jeremy. I just made that up. I don't know the guy's
name. We like it. That's Jeremy. Jeremy did it.
Jeremy, the delivery man.
Not boy, delivers. Man.
Actually, I'm going to say it, because if Eric's listening and he can check it, then Eric, we ordered from Bright Squad, so yeah.
Bright Squad or Bite Squad?
Bite Squad.
Okay.
And Eric works for their competitor, Restaurant Connections. Okay. And I've actually never ordered from Bite Squad, but I've ordered from Restaurant Connections twice now. So nice. I guess that's fair. Why not? Why not? But they didn't have George and the Dragon at Restaurant Connections, and they do at Bite Squad. And I love that restaurant.
I've never been there.
It's so cute. It's over on 50th and, Bryant, or is it Bladesdale? I can't remember.
What?
George and the Dragon. Is it Bryant or Bladesdale?
Is that 50th?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Bryant.
Bryant. Okay, it's 50th and Bryant, and it's right in the same building Patina's is in. It's the one that burnt down
a year and a half ago. Shop.
Gotcha. Yep. And it's owned by a husband and wife team that literally live like 2 blocks from the restaurant. On Lindale, and I've met them. He always is wearing like a bowling shirt when he's there, and he plays like host, and he'll seat people, and he's got crazy hair, and he's so nice. I think his name was like Frank, but I can't remember. Okay, yeah, and you guys gotta try these. These are beer battered green beans.
Wow.
For those who are listening.
Cool. I'll try one.
And that guy was really nice. He just walked up, handed me the bag, have a great night, walk away.
That's awesome.
I like not having to sign for things.
Hey, you got the stuff?
Yeah. No, he didn't verify that I was getting food from him, right?
Yeah, it was kind of like, so he could have just walked up to any stranger and just been like, here's food, to the right place, goodbye.
I feel like I act like I knew what was going on.
I'm going to start doing that whenever I see people with food now.
That car specifically.
Gonna be like, I'm going to walk up to them, like, wave, like, oh, hey.
That happened to me at work.
Hand it to me.
I was working at the grocery store, ringing, and I'm pretty sure that my bagger, we'd, like, rung, and then we'd realized that, like, there was still a rotisserie chicken on our aisle that somebody forgot to grab.
Whoops.
And I was like, oh, that was that person's. Go grab them really quick. And so she had, like, turned around and, like, ran off. And I'm pretty sure she gave it to the wrong person.
Oh, no.
Because the guy looked a little confused, but he just, like, took the chicken and left. So I was just like, okay, cool. We gave that guy a free chicken. Oh,
I guess every $50 I spend, I get a free rotisserie chicken.
It was awesome.
Here, all take right. this. It's yours. All right. Yeah, okay.
They gave me malt vinegar.
Oh, they did. See, they're so nice there. They also make a homemade ginger ale and homemade lemonade. And I tried their homemade ginger ale. It's a kick, but it's so good.
Yeah, that Gosling's ginger beer really had a bite to it.
Yeah, I don't know for sure. Because when I had Gosling's, I was mixing it with something else. So I don't know how strong it truly was. I couldn't taste a distinct difference between that and when I mixed with Canada Dry, though.
Oh.
So.
Oh my god, they sent me ketchup!
I have extra ketchup if you need ketchup.
I got a dragon burger. It's got, like,
dragon burger
peppers and stuff on whatnot. If anybody wants a piece, and I will totally share.
No, thank you.
Okay.
Or I have some molten salt fries.
Same, I have first. Narm, 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 narm.
So should we just, like, take a break and let you guys eat that much?
No, it's totally cool. Tell me how the play went.
It went good.
Yay!
That's all I get.
Sorry. just,
Long day.
Yeah.
I found out that Matchbox, speaking of long day, random lyric reference, Matchbox 20 is headlining at Basilica Block Party.
They are. And I heard... Wait.
Goo Goo Dolls will be there.
Right. I heard they were touring with the Goo Goo Dolls, and I thought, what an interesting mix-up.
A weird mix-up and a kind of 90s blast from the past.
Right?
Kind of seems like, should we book Matchbox 20 or the Goo Goo Dolls? I'll take care of it, said two different people, and then they each chose...
the same date.
Different one. And now both of them are there. And they're like, oh, crap, we have both of them. Hope this goes over well.
There's going to be that awkward moment where they're like, oh, hey, you're here too.
Well, I thought they were touring.
I bet they know each other.
I thought they were touring, like, together. Like, they were going around.
Oh, no, they probably are.
They're embracing their similarity.
Yeah. Because there's crazy groups that tour out there. Like, what was it? Elton and Eric Clapton or something were running around?
No, it was Billy Joel and Elton John.
That's who it was.
That's good.
Wow. Eric Clapton, that'd be a weird show with Elton.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
Whoa. Elton and Clapton.
They are at the same theater right now, though, in Las Vegas.
I believe it.
Actually, my friends went to see that show, Billy Joel and Elton. Mm-hmm. They said that it was ridiculous. They were two pianos on stage on, like... giant Lazy Susans that rotated as they played, and they played a couple of songs together, and they said it was just magical.
Did they start to spin really fast and see who could hold on the longest?
No, but that would be really funny.
I'd watch that.
While playing Flight of the Bumblebee.
Nice. Good addition. Good addition.
That'll be good. Doobie-doobie-doo. So what's new? Oh, we should say, hey, thanks, Dan, for a wonderful, successful derby party.
That was nice.
Thank you, Dan.
Yeah,
126 people.
Wow.
Nice.
People were parking three blocks away.
I actually did park three blocks away.
I parked in a place I probably shouldn't have, but I parked there last year, too, so...
Middle of the field at the middle school?
I parked inside of the middle school.
Oh, good. In the pool, right? Olympic-sized pool.
Yeah, in a science lab this year.
I was almost going to say the silo, but that's not right.
My car with science and hope that it absorbs some interest in becoming more advanced.
Science!
After the party, we synthesized some gasoline to get us home.
Yep.
What?
In the science lab.
No, we didn't synthesize gasoline. We're more advanced than that.
Oh my god, this burger's insane.
Gasoline is barbaric.
But it's synthesized.
Science. So you made it out of music and you...
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Uh-huh. It's made with a Moog synthesizer.
You know how when you're mixing NaCl, you have to be careful about the proportions? It's because at a certain point, it becomes a fuel. That's a lie. My chemistry teacher would hate me for saying that.
I was going to say, NCL, isn't that ammonia?
No, isn't that salt?
NaCl.
That's salt.
That's, yeah.
Salt. That's a salt of a salt.
No, NH.
Wait, no, that's a salt of salt.
NH4 is ammonia. Mm-hmm. And I know that because that was a caribou question the other day.
Cute. Ha, nice.
I thought you were going to say that was a caribou interview question. I was like, whoa, what are they doing over there?
No, no, no. I love the caribou daily questions. Like, I don't even go get coffee.
Squirrel's back.
And I go to caribou to read the questions. Because I love them. Because I know most of them.
Hey. I don't really like coffee. I just like your trivia.
I love coffee.
Will you go with me sometime somewhere to a place to do trivia?
Absolutely. Awesome. Like Merlin's Rest, because they do trivia there.
I don't know where they do trivia, but I want to do trivia.
You can do trivia at my house. We'll just like look up.
We'll just be like, hey, Lola, do you know the what chemical is formula?
43.
Actually, Eric and I are watching through the Johto League, so that's kind of hilarious.
Which one's 43?
I have absolutely no idea.
I want to know that. I feel like it's Nidoking or something.
If it's under 150, those are the original. But Johto League's like the show after the original.
So there's just a whole bunch of fucked up Pokemon that shouldn't exist.
But it's okay because Brock is back. The second
Brock's the best.
That's the weirdest selling point I've ever heard. Brock is back. Don't worry, guys. Brock is back.
B-Rock. No, it's true because the middle section.
Who else is going to harass the hot nurses and police officers?
Exactly. Well, the middle
guy
was Tracy.
They have to come up with another date rapist.
Hey, he never raped anyone knowingly.
Well, he never had a date either, so.
Whoa.
That's why he
was
a
harasser. He did, though, like a couple times.
Brock? Oh, did he? I wasn't allowed to watch the show.
What?
Yeah, it's. Did you ever see the South Park interpretation of Pokemon?
No.
Because it's just, like, the kids are obsessed with it, but they don't know why because of their subliminal messaging, but the parents hate it because there's no point to the show. My parents were those parents. They're just like, don't waste your time with this. Go outside. Get out of here.
That was in the summer. We weren't allowed in the house on nice days, and so I had, like, a neighborhood bike gang. Like, bicycles, not motorcycles.
Were you, like,
obviously.
The Squirtle gang?
Yeah, we were.
Yes!
But we didn't put out fires or spray paint. I did try.
Did you wear cool sunglasses at least?
Some days we did. My dad had won this like itty bitty tiny little radio from like something, and I had taped it to my bike, like with duct tape. And so we had a radio on the bike gang, so we could blast music,
play your theme song,
exactly,
whatever, which is whatever's currently playing.
And then one rich kid had the trail bike with the shocks on it, so you'd bounce up and down.
We did. Our neighbor, Kitty Corner from us, had that. Cool, and he also had the, he was like more of a off-roader BMX bike.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we didn't get into too much trouble. The worst we ever did was tie a kid to a tree, but that was about it. He deserved it.
I did that too, actually. He deserved it, yeah.
Yeah, who didn't tie some kid to a tree in their childhood is my question.
His mom actually thanked us for tying him to a tree and leaving him there over lunch. It was kind of awesome.
Now I don't have to feed him. Yay!
No, it was because we were like teaching him a lesson. He was saying words that, you know, 10-year-olds shouldn't know or say to There's other people. One. And he said one to my sister, and so I was like, well,
I guess
that's going down.
He's becoming friends with this tree.
Yeah. So we went and got a jump rope, and me and my friend Marissa, who were 2 years older than him, tied him to a tree and left him there over lunch. And the best part is his older brother left him there too. He was just kind of like, well, you deserve that. And he went home.
Stands to reason.
Awesome.
Aww. Oh, man.
He was fine. He was just bored when we got back.
But then justice was done.
I was disappointed because, true. Like, those car, you know, those little baby motorized cars that
Power
you have to
wheels?
Charge for freaking ever that you can drive in
Power
if you're small
wheels.
Enough.
Yeah, power wheels.
My brother had a Jeep, and I was always super jealous because by the time those came out and were, like, popular and affordable and everything, like, Zane got one, my little brother, and I was, like, too big to ride in it at that point. I did anyway. But
nice.
Yeah. Those were dangerous because they had the illusion of being able to go faster than they actually do. So my brother was driving with one of our really little neighbor kids in the passenger seat, and our neighbors had this kind of like, next to their garage, this built up concrete where they could keep their boat.
Yeah.
Which like, it wasn't, they had the boat out at a lake or whatever they did with it. I don't know. They had so many random cars and boats come and go. Anyway, so this whole big concrete block area is just, you know, completely unoccupied, open space, so the kids would draw on it sometime. Well, Zane decided to drive the Jeep up the driveway onto the concrete block and then floor it, quotations, as fast as he could with this, thinking that it'd be really cool to come to the edge of this because it drops off, you know, like, right, onto the grass.
So this is building up to a Dukes of Hazzard moment.
So he thought. That's what he was going for,
probably. Until you finish the story, I'm still thinking this.
Okay, well, he gets to the edge and, you know, that thing doesn't go fast enough. And it's really heavy. So instead they just go over, plunk, nose down, and then flip over on top of them both.
Okay, yeah, I actually pictured that.
Yup.
That was America's Funniest Home Video. Wish I had a camera moment there.
Yeah.
You know the... They're both
freaked out, but it was...
The childhood cars where it's the orange body, yellow top.
And you pedal it with your feet.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have the pedals. Fisher Playhouse one.
You just use your feet. You Fred Flintstone it. Yep. Yeah.
So a few years after that came out, they actually came out with an SUV version.
Oh, my God.
And or maybe it's more like a Toyota RAV4. It's kind of like that hybrid
right.
thing where it's more cut off in the back. So my mom worked at a preschool while I was... in middle school, mm-hmm. and so on days when we would have off, but the school didn't have off, I'd go and be a teacher's assistant because everybody loves the big kid.
Yeah,
it's true. I just hire him out, and then the teachers would be happy.
Human jungle gym.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so one day when I found out that they had this thing, I found out that there is a sunroof in that one. So I was able to get in and essentially be a transformer that couldn't stand up. So it's like my arms were stuck out the windows. And it's also
like protection, like armor, in case there were particularly feisty children.
Except if they got at my head, I couldn't stop them because my arms could not get that far.
My arms are too short.
I was inhibited.
Cool.
But then I got yelled at after trying to do that the second time, because I guess somebody else did that, and they bent an axle.
Oh.
Aw, man.
Not good.
What? So those amateurs.
Those weight restrictions mean something.
Yeah.
That little car that you were describing earlier, the, like, yellow, red, yeah. blue one or whatever.
Yellow and blaze orange.
Yeah, something like that, the Fisher Price ones.
Yeah.
I actually tried to get in one just this last year. When I was playing with my friend's grandson, who was over, he's 3, and they had one inside the house because it was winter, and the hallways were big enough where he could just, like, scoot them through the hallways and stuff.
Right.
And so he was like, okay, your turn, and I was like, I don't think I really fit, and so I was like, whatever, I'm gonna try it, I'm skinny. And so I gave it a try, and I, like, broke the black bar on one side trying to get out, because I had kind of gotten in, I could, like, wedge myself in there somehow. I have no idea, but I couldn't, like, move once I had gotten in there, and so that I was just, like, scared that I was totally stuck, and so I panicked and, like, broke it. And I felt really, really bad.
And then did he say, like, a good neighbor, State Farm is there, and then somebody popped up and fixed it?
Oh my God, that would be so cool.
I would watch that commercial.
I would especially like it if it was a fellow, like, toddler agent.
Oh, wait.
Like, the agent was a toddler. Yeah.
That would be so awesome.
Or the cutest thing the kid could have said was, uh-oh, better get Mako. So ingrained.
I don't think he was, like, sad about it. I think he was just like, yeah!
Destruction!
It's turned into a monster truck show!
Nona, you're the monster! Ever. Take it down!
I miss hanging out with him. He's so cool. He loves trains right now, so I watched the end of the third Back to the Future movie where the train goes off the cliff. I must have watched that more times than anybody ever needs to watch that. I'm sure his dad has watched it even more, and I feel sad. Sorry, Brian.
Sorry, I have a runny nose tonight.
That's okay.
Yeah, you sound a little under the weather.
It's okay. I have hamburger face right now. That's so cool.
I have
good.
Hamburger face.
Hamburger face?
I have hamburger face.
That sounds more negative than it could be. Sorry, I got hamburger face.
Ooh.
Oh, gross. I think it's spreading.
It is to my hands.
Don't touch me, you'll get hamburger face.